Welcome to Discovering Delight, a podcast by Sia Dlamini. Hello and welcome to another episode of Discovering Delight. I hope you guys are well, wherever you're joining from, wherever you're listening from. I hope the sun is shining wherever you are. Fun fact, that's how I start all my emails. You know how people typically do that. I hope you're well. Mine is, I hope the sun's shining wherever you are. And I love it. It gives a little bit of personality. I wanted to speak about something that I am discovering, which is exposure therapy. I read about different forms of therapy early in the year, right? And basically, in like clinical terms, exposure therapy refers to a type of therapy that helps people overcome things, activities, or situations that cause them fear or anxiety. It can include like live, virtual, and other types of exposures. And, you know, it's typically used to treat people with PTSD, people with like very severe phobias, people who suffer from anxiety disorders, and so on and so forth. And in this case, for the purpose of this conversation, I tweeted sometime last week and I spoke about the fact that I am recently on a journey, on an entrepreneurial journey. I am in the process of starting my own agency and basically starting my own business. And as somebody who does not, first and foremost, have a business background like that, who is kind of learning as she goes, who did not go to school to study business or any of that sort of thing, and who dropped business after Form 5 at GCSE. I only did business for 2 years, didn't like it one bit. And a part of that can be attributed to the teacher that was teaching me business. He was a very lax guy. He didn't really teach me anything. Our business classes were just chatting sessions for my friends and I, to be quite honest. So yeah, I never really enjoyed business, didn't think it's something that I needed, or like didn't have any interest in it, because in my head I was gonna be an employee, you know what I mean? But I came to the realization this year that no one is hiring, right? And the people that are hiring, sometimes it's not a pleasant experience. So it's like, let me just continue to do my own thing and turn kind of like my freelance work into a business, right? And start treating my freelance work as a business and start treating myself as a business. So I'm in that process. I'm figuring things out. I'm working through it. I am doing my best. But as I'm doing my best, I am realizing that this process is low-key, high-key giving exposure therapy, because it's exposing a lot of my fears and my anxieties, most specifically things to do with rejection. I'm typically an anxious babe, you know, and I struggle with putting myself out there. I struggle with just speaking about, if you follow me on Twitter, this sounds very odd to hear because I'm always yapping on there. But when it comes to like very serious things, like career-wise, I just tend to struggle with those things. And which is why LinkedIn is a very terrifying platform. And a lot of my work has called me to use LinkedIn to pitch myself to people, to build connections, to find clients, and so on and so forth. Right. And that was giving very much exposure therapy to me, because I've been waking up every single day and facing my anxiety and facing my fear of rejection every single day as I am doing my work, as I'm trying to find clients, as I'm trying to build my business. Right. And some days are better than others. And sometimes I do get really overwhelmed. I'm like, what the hell am I doing? Sia, what the hell are you doing? The audacity of what you're doing, and you know, those feelings of doubts and insecurities start creeping in, that like, maybe I'm actually not good at this thing. And you know, but then there's also glimmers of hope when people are like, yeah, I'm interested. And then you have a call with a potential client and it goes really well and they want to test it out, like work with you on a short-term basis to see if they really like the services that you're offering. So I've had those moments that I'm holding on to remind myself that I'm actually capable, to remind myself that my outreach is actually working and my strategy is working, although not perfect. And obviously there's things that I'm going to change as I continue to grow. But for where I am, it's kind of like a huge leap forward, right? From when I was 2-3 weeks ago. I'm saying 2-3 weeks ago because I literally decided to do all of these things on the 1st of July. I decided to get up and change my life on the 1st of July and just rethink my career strategy, rethink my plan for the next 5 years. And we're just working with that and we're moving in blind faith. Well, faith is blind, but we're moving in faith, you know? And it has taken a lot of me doing the things that terrify me, me getting comfortable with that stimulus or stimuli, and doing those things over and over and over and over again, in as much as they typically would terrify me. And I'm coming to the realization that exposure therapy works. Although I'm not working with a licensed physician, I just want to put that out there. But it works in the sense that I'm continuously putting myself in situations that literally terrify me. I'm putting myself in spaces that literally make me crumble. And I'm like, I can't believe the audacity. I'm literally living with like white man audacity right now. And that's how I'm moving. And I'm just like finding myself sometimes in spaces, I'm speaking to people who I'm like, you're an executive of your business and I'm coming to you speaking with confidence. But, you know, sometimes I do doubt what I'm saying, but I'm like, say you have all the tools you need. And if you don't have them, you'll figure it out. Let's work with that. And it's very terrifying, but I'm finding that I'm responding better to that stimulus and better to those anxieties. And yes, sometimes I crumble. Sometimes I'm just like in my bed, I don't want to do anything. I don't want to check my email. I can be very avoidant, but I am continuously putting myself in anxiety-inducing situations that Sia from a year ago would typically have shied away from. She would have typically cried and been stressed and, you know, needed a shit ton of reassurance, needed a shit ton of, I don't know, just maybe even alcohol to numb the stress and anxiety. But now I'm doing it sober. I am like putting my best foot forward. I am just continuously doing it. And even my fear of rejection, I am navigating that so much better now because it doesn't matter to me if like 50 people say no, if 2 people are going to say yes, right? And that is such a shift in mindset for me, which is why I wanted to speak about this entire idea of doing the things that scare you and also like exposing yourself to things that may trigger you, and things that potentially you're afraid of, and things that are so anxiety inducing for you so that you can get comfortable in those situations. And I had never done like some form of exposure therapy before this. I'd only read about it. And then I decided to just draw parallels. And I was like, oh, I see where this thing is coming from. Because the more you do that thing that scares you, the more comfortable you become. And it sounds very simple, you know, in theory, but like in practice, it's also very hard because it's so much easier to run and hide. And it's so much easier to just like isolate from the things that trigger us, isolate from the things that scare us. But I don't want to live that kind of life. I don't want to live a life where I didn't try, you know, I didn't put my best foot forward, like I was afraid the entire time. So I think in this era of entrepreneurship as a form of exposure therapy, I think we're well on our way. I think we're becoming more comfortable with failure. We're becoming more comfortable with our fears. And it's no longer as crippling as it used to be just to stand in front of a room full of people and say, yo, this is what I do. Give me a chance to show you. Starting a business feels like begging. I'm not gonna lie, every day I wake up and I'm like, oh my God, I have to beg again. It's like you're saying, wow, please give me a chance. Please give me a chance to show you. I have this brilliant idea. Let's do it. And you're consistently begging. It's giving very much pick me, which I also like, you know, didn't like because I feel like I'm at the mercy of other people and I hate being at the mercy of other people. But I've learned that I need to speak confidently about the things that I can offer. I need to speak more confidently about my value proposition, because I know the shit that I'm talking about and I know it works. So whether or not someone wants to buy in, and I'm trusting that the universe will align me with the right people, the right clients to work with and grow with and learn from, because all of this right now is very foundational and there's a whole lot of learning and a whole lot of discovery and a lot of things that I have to uncover, a lot of growth that still needs to happen. And just being comfortable with failing forward. I'm just like, head down, do the work, which is also part of the reason why, actually, I didn't drop last week, because I got a new client and they basically want a podcast episode every single day. And I started working with them last week, Monday. So by Friday, I was all edited out. Oh, I don't want to edit nothing else. So when it came to my podcast last week, I was like, that's going to have to take a back seat until I figure out a new schedule or recording schedule for my stuff, because I have quite a delightful influx of client work coming through. So I'm truly excited for all the possibilities that this new venture is going to bring me. I am looking forward to uncovering new things. I am looking forward to being exposed to even more things about myself, because I think the reason why I'm saying entrepreneurship as exposure therapy is that I'm learning a whole lot of stuff about myself in this process. And as much as I'm learning a lot about, you know, building a business, I'm also learning a lot of things about myself and kind of like the type of work I want to do, the type of clients I want to take, the type of values that I hold personally, and how those affect my business and also my fears and anxieties. And it's just a whole lot of stuff, child. But we'll unpack it on this podcast as I continue to grow. If I make new discoveries, I'm going to obviously come and share them with you. But I just think we should all get into the habit of facing our fears. We should all get into the habit of exposing ourselves to the things that scare us the most, to the things that we feel like trigger us, because that's when growth will come. But yeah, thank you guys for listening to this episode. I'm just going to leave that there. I hope you have a splendid weekend or week whenever you decide to listen to this. But as always, love you guys and I appreciate you guys. This always feels like sending a voice note to a friend, and I am known for my long voice notes. So it's just one of those. Thank you. Bye. We have come to the end of yet another delightful episode. Please leave us a 5-star rating and don't forget to share this episode with any of your friends. Until next time, bye.